And right now, we got some old friends showing up, at least one, probably the best-looking guy in trucking. That's Tim Norland. Tim, welcome in.
Hey, man.
It's been too long.
Oh, it's been a long time.
What is it, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
And have we even talked on the phone? I don't even
know. Yeah, we did a couple remotes, okay. But not like we used to.
I miss you, man.
Hey, I miss you too.
Yeah.
It's good to see you in person.
It is.
It's good to be seen.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think that we're finally coming out of the doldrums, as it were, the COVID doldrums. And
right.
It's got to be really tough from your perspective too, because you didn't have the opportunity to do recruiting events. You have to reimagine what it is that you guys are doing in your work.
Right, absolutely. It's been a tough couple of years for us. You know, a lot of our folks were working from home, and you lose that team spirit, you know,
yeah.
When everybody's right there. But we've got everybody back, and we're hitting it hard. But, wow, lots of ground to make up.
Do you like Zoom calls?
I'm so tired of Zoom, but Zoom is with us for the rest of our lives.
I know hate is a really strong word, but I hate Zoom calls, man.
Yeah.
Can't do them.
Yeah. It's the next best thing to being there, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I just don't like to look at myself. It's like, can we just put some, like, blank screen up there?
Hey.
It makes you self-conscious, you know, people looking at you.
Yeah, I usually put some nice scenery up and...
Yeah.
They can't see me. They just see a palm tree swaying in the wind.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Tim Norland is joining us, and he is with Rail Transport. You can find more at rail.jobs.
Absolutely.
It's been 3 years, and I still remember rail.jobs.
Very good.
I can be taught.
Yes, sir.
But it's great to see you, man. And you're serving as, I'm going to get it, you are the Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail.
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the company doing these days?
I'll tell you what, right now we are going through a major overhaul of our driver compensation packages. We've rolled a few of them out already to some regional drivers, and we are getting ready to roll more out. Pretty much we'll cover all of our fleets here in the very, very near future. So kind of completely revamped how we compensate our drivers. You know, Rail was one of the first carriers to go to practical route miles way back in the early 2000s. And it's something that a lot of carriers didn't do. Now about 50% of companies are paying their drivers based on practical route. So we took it a step further 3 years ago, right before the pandemic, and we came out with address-to-address practical route, which pays drivers for more of the miles they actually drive. So now with our new pay plan that we're rolling out, we actually pay our drivers a much higher rate of pay for those shorter lengths of haul. You know, we're seeing, with the supply chain issues, we're seeing the length of haul shrink and shrink and shrink. Mm. And, you know, that takes driver's time. There's more than just driving when you're doing those shorter lengths of haul. So we've got some mileage rates that are north of $1.40 a mile for these guys when they're hauling the shorter lengths. Company driver. Hauling a shorter length of haul. Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can I share a quick story with you?
Absolutely.
I was talking to a fella earlier today. He came out and said, want to introduce himself to me. He's like, you know what I don't like about trucking? He's a driver. You know what I don't like about trucking is how companies are paying. I was like, well, how are they paying you? He's like, sometimes it's city center to city center. I said, well, what are some options? He's like, I want to get paid address to address. So Rail is already answering that dude's question before you even heard it.
Yeah.
You're already answering the question.
Been doing it for 3 years. Yes, absolutely.
Is that why you're so good?
Hey, we try to stay one step ahead.
It's like the old Johnny Carson bit, what, the great Karnak?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Know what the driver needs.
Yes.
You just rip the envelope open and it's there.
Well, I think a big part of that is because our CEO is a driver.
Yeah.
Rick Rail drove, and he drove on a number of our fleets, so he knew the business. He knew what the most important people at our company do. That's the driver. So he knows all about it,
yeah.
And it makes sense to him. To this new compensation plan makes perfect sense to him.
Tim Norland's joining us, Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail, and I think that the takeaway is listening.
Correct.
Did your father ever tell you to shut up and listen?
Yes. My father was a Marine. I was raised by a Marine.
Okay.
Yes.
So you know all about that. Mm-hmm. And so you developed the ability to shut up and listen. I have to shut up and listen all the time. And so when you're listening, you are learning what it is that the drivers are wanting. So talk a little bit about how you get feedback from your drivers in order to make these policies happen.
So we have a driver advisory committee. and we select drivers from our fleet, and it's a cross-section of drivers. It's long-tenured drivers. It's experienced drivers that have come from other carriers. It's drivers that have gone through our CDL training program. A really nice cross-section. And we sit down, and we have listening sessions. You know, they give us topics they want to talk about. We have topics we want to talk about and get their input on. It was tough during COVID, and there's the Zoom meeting. You know, we were doing some of those, but we typically bring them in every quarter to Marshfield, and we put them up in the hotel, and we feed them, and we meet with them for a day and pick their brains, and they pick our brains, and we brainstorm what can we do to make these jobs better. And some of the things that come out of that are our home daily fleets. You know, we're running regional freight, but we're getting our drivers home daily. On that regional.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and that works fantastic. And we're trying to build what we call tours. So long-haul freight is hard to move when you don't have drivers that want to stay out 7 to 10 days
sure.
at a time.
So, which today's driver is looking for more of that regional home time, I think.
Right, exactly. So our regional fleets have boomed. Our home daily fleets have boomed. Our national fleets, we've seen some degradation there, and I think most carriers did, especially through COVID. So we took a look at that freight and said, okay, how can we build something where a driver takes a load out, delivers it, turns right around, and comes right back home rather than run the system for
yeah.
a while. So
yeah.
we're doing that where we can, building these tours. They know exactly where they're going. They know exactly when they're going to be back. They know exactly how many miles they're going to get paid. And the cool thing is they're dealing with the same two or three customers every week. So they get to build those relationships with the people on the dock. So if weather delays them or something, they show up. Oh, KC's here. Hey, man, we'll work you in, buddy.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you delivering that freight on time. But seriously, that's the kind of stuff that happens when we found a big benefit, not only for the driver, but to us, because it keeps our trucks moving. Customers are more accommodating. So it's been really a good learning experience for us these past couple of years. Like you said, they've been challenging, but with every challenge comes opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are the biggest challenges? Because you're talking about a total revamp of your load planning system and making sure that you can get the lanes set up just right.
Right, right.
Were there some obstacles you couldn't solve?
Oh, absolutely. There's still that irregular route freight that we can't build a perfect backhaul. You know, maybe
yeah.
it's a triangle or something like that, and we end up, driver has to stay out 10, 11 days, and those are the hard ones.
Right.
Those are the hard ones for us to fill. So, yeah, every day we challenge ourselves, what else can we do? Because we hear the drivers, you know. If all I had to offer were long-haul over-the-road jobs, I don't know that I'd be doing this
right.
because I don't think anybody can be successful doing that right now. It's tough.
Well, and I think that trucking is as diverse as an individual human being is diverse. They want to do their thing. You can't possibly have a one-size-fits-all business
right.
and because you'll never hire that many one-size-fits-all drivers.
Right.
People have lives, and they want to live their lives, and trucking needs to be a integral part of how they can fund that life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's families, there's softball games, there's ballet class, you know, all the things that people have to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a you know, quality of life for our drivers is very, very important. Not only a good high earnings per week, but, you know, that quality of life when they're home, and really good equipment. I mean, that's really, Rick has us focused on that
yeah.
all the time.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. We do have to take a quick time out, though. We got Tim Norland. You can find him at booth 64012 here at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. We're